Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. As we step into this week of the Thanksgiving holiday, we invest the time God has given us in Psalms of Thanksgiving.
In all things, we give you thanks, we give you praise and thanksgiving at all times. In everything, we give you thanks, we give you thanks. In all things, we give you thanks.
As we enjoy this Thanksgiving week, Lord, help us, God, to keep the main thing, thankfulness for God and His love demonstrated by Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. And as the song says so plainly, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. The world, the flesh, and the devil will be working to distract us from what you created us to do this week, to praise and worship you with thanksgiving in our hearts. And Lord, our hearts overflow with thankfulness. God, it will take us eternity to go down the list, even with our limited minds, to remember all the things that we thank you for, that you have blessed us with. Every breath that we take, every heartbeat is a gift from you, and we thank you for it. We thank you for family and friends, for fellowship with other believers, for food to eat, for rest in you and in who you are, the confidence that we can have that our Heavenly Father is the Creator of the universe, who spoke and created all things. And that same God, you, Lord, love us with an everlasting love. Father, bless us with your presence as we think on these things during this call to worship.
because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given
Thank you for joining us for this time of Thanksgiving during this call to worship.
Words I offer you today.
Thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And check us out on the internet at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. And you'll find a playlist I put together of songs, the album, and artist information. A lot of good things on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week. I hope you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they're a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift as well. Thank you again for joining us for today's program.
Thank you.
This is your call to worship and praise.
Thou hast been, thou
Here we are heading into this Thanksgiving week. No doubt it will be busy and hopefully filled with thanks to God for all His many blessings. Well, the next time you stop to pray and talk to God, think about the fact that it is by His amazing grace and beyond our understanding that we can even approach Him in prayer. When you give thanks to the Lord, do the words, "thank you," really say all that our hearts feel toward Him? Some of us remember a song we learned in Sunday school that went, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one." I would encourage you, folks, take time to make that list, the list that we should give Him thanks for. There's so much that He has done for us, in us, and through us. Thank God for the relationship that we have with Him that He made possible through His Son, Jesus. Thank Him for the peace we enjoy, knowing that all of our sins, past, present, and future, are all covered by the blood, that He sees us in the righteousness of His Son. Thank Him for making all things new in your life, for the gift of His Spirit that guides us into all truth, helps us to understand His Word, and gives us strength to do what we know is right. And thank God that He is powerful enough to use us in ministry to others. Folks, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The psalmist David invested a significant portion of his writings in songs of thanksgiving. Just look at some of his thoughts during these next few moments. Let's take a look at Psalm 50. "Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Psalm 35, "I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people." Several verses in Psalm 105, "O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. For He remembered His holy promise and Abraham His servant. And He brought forth His people with joy and His chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen. And they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe His statutes and keep His laws. Praise ye the Lord." from Psalm 106. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And that's not the last time you'll hear that portion of Scripture repeated over and over again. Psalm 30, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. From Psalm 97, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. From Psalm 75, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Psalm 92, a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. Psalm 18, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. From Psalm 69, I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. From Psalm 95, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. From Psalm 100, a psalm of praise, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. From Psalm 118. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 26, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell of all thy wondrous works. Psalm 68, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Psalm 79, so we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Psalm 89, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 136, O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Dear God, help us to keep our eyes on you. You alone are worthy of praise and thanksgiving. Amen.
singing praises, I see men from every nation bowing down before his throne. Like the sound of many waters, like a rushing wind around us, multitudes join the song.
Thank you.
Amen. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we prepare to invest this entire week ahead in Thanksgiving. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information there about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, shout with joy to the Lord, all ye earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation.
Just a little while longer, wanna pray. Can't get you off of mind, so came to say thank you, Lord, just for loving me. All right. Many times I didn't forget every need that you have met. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know you're showing me. Ooh, you are there when I am down and out. You're holding me. Your love is so amazing. Oh, it changed me. So here I am with all I have. Oh, thank you for everything, for who you are. Cover me, touch my heart. I'm gonna say thank you. I could have died in my sin, but you saved me. Didn't have any hope at all. You gave me peace divine, strength to carry on.
Thank you.
Oh, everything.
For everything.
things.